One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You have to understand how things are up here.
Hey guys, it's your ghost John, and welcome to What Is It? One of our too many episodes that come out every single week. Please also consider tuning into our hour-long episodes every Wednesday. And don't forget to Google the 21CD podcast and follow us everywhere, and to check out 21CDstudios.com for updates and links to our other places. Now let's get into it. Randonautica is an app that uses a quantum random number generator to produce random coordinates in your local area, encouraging users to explore and discover places they might not otherwise visit. And the app has gained popularity for its mysterious and often eerie outcomes. It's often linked to urban exploration, adventure, and serendipitous experiences. The app, like we said before, uses what it calls a quantum random number generator to provide users with random coordinates within a certain radius of their current location. And this randomness is intended to break users out of their routine paths and lead them to new, unexpected areas. Before generating the coordinates, users are prompted to set an intention or think of something they want to find or experience. The app's community often suggests that focusing on an intention influences where the coordinates lead, adding a sort of metaphysical or supernatural element to the whole experience. Once the coordinates are generated, users set out to find the location, documenting what they find there. This has led to a variety of experiences, from finding abandoned places and hidden trails to having very strange or unexplained encounters. Randonautica was developed by Joshua Langfelder in 2019, and it was originally intended as a project to encourage people to explore their environments in new ways. The app gained significant attention in 2020, particularly thanks to TikTok, where users began sharing videos of their experiences, and a lot of the time, those were pretty scary experiences. And it was all while following the app's coordinates. These videos, of course, often went viral, leading to a surge in downloads and a growing community of Randonauts. Randonautica has become a focal point for various conspiracy theories and paranormal discussions, however. Some users report finding items or situations that they believe are directly connected to their set intentions, leading to theories that the app taps into some form of collective consciousness or synchronicity. Many users have shared stories of strange or paranormal experiences while following Randonautica's coordinates, like discovering abandoned buildings, finding mysterious objects, or even coming across scenes that appear staged or supernatural. Critics and some conspiracy theorists have raised concerns about safety, often citing that the privacy concerns are very poorly managed, and the possibility of the app can lead users into dangerous situations. And there are claims that some users have encountered crime scenes, dangerous locations, or hostile individuals. In 2020, Randonautica became embroiled in controversy because a group of teens in Seattle actually discovered a suitcase containing human remains at a location that the app led them to. And this event fueled discussions about whether the app could be linked to dangerous or dark occurrences or people, although this incident was later determined to, of course, just be a coincidence. The app's creators advise users to practice caution, though, and to remain aware of their surroundings when they're using the app, and to respect private property when following generated coordinates. Nevertheless, the app has fostered a dedicated community of explorers who still share their experiences, findings, and theories on social media platforms like TikTok, Reddit, and YouTube. And this community often discusses their adventures, compares strange experiences, and speculate on the deeper meanings behind their discoveries. By the way, if you're interested in learning more or trying it out for yourself, Randonautica is still available for download for both Apple and Android devices. As mentioned before, though, before you set out on your next adventure, make sure you know what the app is capable of. Here are some of the stranger stories that users have reported while using Randonautica, and these range from just potentially eerie coincidences to extremely paranormal encounters. Like we talked about a little bit before, one of the most infamous Randonautica stories occurred in June in 2020 when a group of teenagers in Seattle used the app to generate coordinates that led them to a shoreline area. Upon arrival here, they discovered a black suitcase. Initially, they thought it might contain something valuable or interesting, so of course they opened it up. But they were immediately hit with a foul odor, and inside, after sifting through the plastic bags, they found human remains. They contacted the authorities, who confirmed that the contents were indeed human bodies. This incident quickly went viral on TikTok, as you can imagine, sparking discussions about whether it was just a strange coincidence or something more sinister. And this case remains one of the most talked about Randonautica stories. Another unsettling story involves a user who set an intention for, quote, something terrifying. And the coordinates led the user and their friend to an isolated area in the middle of a forest. And as they approached the location, they spotted a man in the distance holding what appeared to be a knife. The man reportedly began moving toward them, prompting the users to quickly leave. The encounter, of course, left them shaken, wondering if the app had somehow led them to a potentially dangerous situation, or if it was all just another disturbing coincidence. And this situation is mirrored often. You hear this kind of story quite frequently with users of Randonautica. They approach the location that they have been told to go to, and there's some sort of individual standing there or sitting there or doing something odd in the background of that particular area that they were designated to go to. Very strange stuff. A TikTok user shared a story about their experience when they set their intention for adventure, and the coordinates led them to a remote, deserted road where they noticed a suspicious white van parked on the side. As they got closer, the van reportedly started following them, even when they made several turns. Feeling increasingly uncomfortable, the user decided to abandon their exploration and drive away. The van continued to follow for some distance before finally turning off, leaving them to wonder if they were being watched or if it was just a case of paranoia heightened by the app's mysterious nature. Several Randonautica users have reported being led to locations where they discovered very unsettling objects. In one very notable instance, a group of friends set their intention as creepy, and they were led to an abandoned building. Inside, they found a collection of old, dirty dolls hanging from the ceiling, arranged in a seemingly deliberate manner, and the dolls appeared weathered and damaged, adding to the eerie atmosphere. This discovery was shared on social media, with many speculating about who could have possibly put the dolls there, and more importantly, why the app had directed them to that exact location. A couple decided to use Randonautica with the intention of finding something haunted, and the app led them to a house in a neighborhood that they were quite unfamiliar with. Upon arriving, they noticed that the house did indeed seem abandoned, with boarded up windows and overgrown weeds. They walked around the perimeter taking photos and videos. Later, upon reviewing their footage, they claimed to have seen ghostly figures or shadows moving inside the house, even though they were sure no one else was there at the time. The incident sparked conversations about whether the app somehow taps into energies or entities tied to specific locations. And this is another type of encounter spurred on by Randonautica that many users report. They go there, they take pictures, and they see stuff in the pictures later. But not all Randonautica stories are sinister. One user set their intention for something meaningful, and they were led to a park. While walking around, they stumbled upon a wallet on the ground, and inside the wallet were ID cards and cash belonging to a person from a nearby town. They managed to contact the owner and return the wallet, who was incredibly grateful. The experience left the user feeling like maybe the app might have some mysterious way of guiding people to meaningful coincidences or opportunities for good deeds as well. And yet, that's not the way that most people use this app. Another chilling story involves a group of friends who set their intention as fear, and the app led them to a desolate area near a bridge. As they approached, they encountered an elderly man who seemed out of place, and the man reportedly warned them to turn back and leave the area immediately without giving any reason whatsoever. Feeling uneasy, the group did decide to heed the warning, and they left. Later, they learned from locals that the area had a history of strange disappearances and was considered dangerous. This encounter left them wondering if the old man was just a concerned local, or if there was something more mysterious at play. So what's causing all this to happen? Are the developers a team of messed up psychopaths coordinating random nightmares at will? Or is there something more going on? We've talked about gods in the tech before, demons in the tech, or aliens in the tech, depending on which way you lean. Is this another situation where maybe some hidden hand, some spiritual or supernatural force is playing with technology to manipulate humans? Several theories have been proposed to explain the strange and often eerie experiences that users have reported while using Randonautica, and these theories range from psychological explanations to ideas that involve paranormal phenomena or even conspiracies. One theory suggests that when users set an intention, like finding something creepy or mysterious or horrifying, and then they explore unfamiliar places, they might be more likely to notice or interpret ordinary things in a way that confirms their expectations. If somebody is looking for something creepy, they might definitely see a rundown building or an oddly placed object as creepy, therefore fulfilling that intention, amplifying their experience. There's another theory called the observer effect, and this theory comes from the quantum physics realm, but is often used more loosely in psychology, and it suggests that a mere act of observation changes the outcome. Applied to Randonautica, it implies that the intention users set, such as thinking they will find something meaningful or strange, might subconsciously actually influence their behavior, perception, or even the experience they have. There's also the algorithm manipulation idea. Some conspiracy theorists speculate that maybe Randonautica's algorithm is actually not purely random, but could be using data from a variety of users' phones, their social media, or their search histories to generate locations that are likely to provoke some type of reaction. So if a user has recently searched for abandoned places near me, The app could theoretically send them to a location fitting that description to create a memorable or spooky experience. There's another idea that says that the app might use publicly available geolocation data to direct users to locations known for being eerie, abandoned, or otherwise interesting. This could be a way of ensuring that the experience is more memorable and shareable, and that would obviously enhance the app's viral appeal. But it does seem a little bit dangerous and not at all looking at the user's safety first, in my opinion. Still, some others argue that many of the more dramatic Randonautica stories could be fake, especially those shared on platforms like TikTok or YouTube. But here on the 21CD podcast, we don't really just accept the answer that something is fake. You kind of got to let me know why you think it's that way. Randonautica claims to use this quantum number generator. So, if this is true, some theorists argue that because quantum mechanics involves the idea of entanglement and randomness, there might be a deeper connection between the user's intentions and the generated coordinates. This theory is tied to the concept of synchronicity, which was proposed by Carl Jung, which refers to meaningful coincidences that seem too significant to be mere chance. Expanding on quantum theories, some proponents believe that by setting a specific intention, you are literally going to tap into a collective consciousness or universal mind that could somehow align you with the intentions that are meaningful for the experience that you're trying to have at that chosen location. And this theory is pretty rooted in metaphysical and spiritual beliefs and doesn't really have any scientific validation, but it resonates with those who think that maybe consciousness might play a more active role in shaping reality. And some users and paranormal enthusiasts say that the locations generated by Randonautica could actually serve as entry points or portals to other dimensions. And everybody listening probably knows how much we love portals on the 21CD podcast. But this idea is based off of the belief that certain places on Earth have unique energy signatures or are located on ley lines, which are hypothetical alignments of ancient monuments, landmarks, or natural energy points believed to hold spiritual or mystical significance. And if you want to hear more about that, you can look up our video, What Are Ley Lines?, where we go over it in great detail. Proponents of the ley lines idea suggest that the random coordinates provided by the app could actually be aligning with ley lines, or energy vortexes, which are thought to be intersection where different dimensions could overlap. Here on this podcast, we often call it the dimensional bleed. By setting an intention and venturing into one of these areas, users would most likely unknowingly step into places where the boundaries between dimensions are thinner, and this could potentially cause them to experience phenomena that seem otherworldly or supernatural, unexplainable at a minimum. Some people say that by focusing on specific intentions, users of the app might be harnessing their own psychic or spiritual energy to manifest events or encounters at the chosen locations. Obviously, this theory kind of draws on concepts from quantum physics and metaphysics, and it suggests that consciousness can influence reality, and that the app's process of randomization and intention setting could just amplify this effect. Another supernatural theory is that by using Randonautica, particularly when setting intentions involving fear, mystery, or the unknown, users may inadvertently be summoning or attracting spiritual entities or energies, giving them life in this dimension. The idea is that by focusing on these intentions and visiting locations generated by the app, users may be opening themselves up to contact with spirits, ghosts, or other entities that resonate with their intentions and simply lie in wait until a vessel arrives. Like we said before, these are all just theories. You're going to have to decide which one lines up the most for you. Do you think it is some kind of collective consciousness? Do you think that perhaps these are areas that are on ley lines or maybe portals to other dimensions? Or is this all just a little too far-fetched? Let me know in the comments. And as always, thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't drink the water and question everything. Later.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.